ವಿಷ್ಣುರ್ಜುನತ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಗುರುರ್ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾ ಗುರುರ್ವಿಷ್ಣು ಗುರುರ್ದೇವೋ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಃ ಗುರುರೇವ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಿದ್ವರಂ. ತಪೋವೀಕ್ಷೀಣ ಪಾಪಾನಾಂ ಶಾಂತಾನಾಂ ವೀತರಾಗಿಣಾಂ ಮುಮುಕ್ಷೂಣಾಮಪೇಕ್ಷೋಯಂ ಆತ್ಮಬೋಧೋ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ.
ಇನ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 22 ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇತ್ ಅಜ್ಞಾನಾತ್ ಮಾನಸೋಪಾಧೆ ಕೃತತ್ವಾದೀನಿ ಚಾತ್ಮನಿ ಕಲ್ಪಯಂತೆ ಅಂಬುಗತೆ ಚಂದ್ರೇ ಚಲನಾದಿ ಯಥಾಂಬಸಃ. ಅಜ್ಞಾನಾತ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್ ಮಾನಸೋಪಾಧಿ ಮಾನಸ್ ಉಪಾಧಿ ಉಪಾಧಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನಿಂಗ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ಸೊ ಮಾನಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬಾಡಿ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಶರೀರ ಮಾನಸೋಪಾಧಿ. ಇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕರ್ತೃತ್ವ ಆದಿನಿ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಕರ್ತೃತ್ವ ಡ್ಯುವರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಆದಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಂಡಿಯರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಕರ್ತೃತ್ವ ಅಂಡ್ ಭಕ್ತೃತ್ವ ಆದಿನಿ ಚ ಆತ್ಮನಿ ಕಲ್ಪಯಂತೆ. ಬಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೂಪರ್ ಇಂಪೋಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಆತ್ಮನಿ ಕಲ್ಪಯಂತೆ ಅಂಬುಗತೆ ಚಂದ್ರೆ ಚಲನಾದಿ ಯಥಾಂಬಸ. ಲೈಕ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ರಿಫ್ಲೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೂನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಕೆಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವಾಟರ್ and the water is, say, you have moved, it is trembling. So now you are saying that the moon is trembling. Is that so? When the water is trembling, there is some ripple. So the reflection also breaks. Is it really the moon moving? No. So the ripple in the water is superimposed on the moon. Same way, the functions of the mind, where we have got kartitva and bhoktitva, we superimpose it on Atman. And how is that happening? Ajnanat, because of ignorance. Because we have not done vivek properly, we have not discriminated, we have not thought over properly. That is why we are superimposing. Then in verse number 23 it says, Raga ichha sukh dukha de buddhau satyam pravartate susaptau nasti tanna se tasmat buddhestu na atmanaha. Rag, likes, attachment, ichha, desire, sukh, joy, dukh, sorrow, buddhau satyam pravartate. These are we find when the mind is functioning. Buddhau. In the mind and intellect we find this sukha and dukha, everything. Satyam pravartit, when this is functioning, when the mind is functioning, then we get all these things. Susuptav nasti. But in this deep sleep, susupti means deep sleep. Nasti. It is not there. In the deep sleep there is no desire. There is no rag. There is no dvesh. No ichha. No sukha. No dukha. Therefore, it belongs to mind, not to Atman. Why not to Atman? Because Atman is present in deep sleep also. Atman is present in waking state also. Atman is in the dream state also. Atman is always present. But we find rag, ichha, sukh, dukh. When the mind is functioning in the waking state, we find all these things. When the mind is not there in deep sleep, they are not there. So therefore, it belongs to Atman. God, see, it doesn't belong to Atman. It belongs to mind. Now comes the verse number 24.
Prak
प्रकाशोर्कस्य तोयस्य शैत्यमग्नेर्यथोष्णता स्वभावसच्चिदानन्द नित्यनिर्मलतात्मनः प्रकाशोर्कस्य तोयस्य शैत्यमग्नेरथोष्णता स्वभावसच्चिदानन्द नित्यनिर्मलतात्मनः.
Characteristics of Atman. And Shankaracharya is giving three examples. First example is Prakasho Arkasya. Ark means sun. Sun has got one nature characteristic that it gives light. It gives heat also, but Shankaracharya is saying that we take only one part of that is light. Sun gives light. Toyasya Saityam. Toya means water. Water has coolness. Toyasya Saityam. Then Agni Yatho Ushnata, and in the Agni there is heat. This all we know, very simple thing. The characteristic of sun is light, it's its nature, it's the quality or the gun. So the gun, the quality of sun is light, and the quality of water is saityam, coolness, and of the heat of the fire, agni, it is heat. So after Sachidananda Nitya Nirmalatatmanah, and what is the characteristic or the quality of Atman? It says Satya Sachidananda. Sachidananda Nirmal and Nitya. Five things have been said here. Comparison. Very good. What is Sat? Trikale tishtati iti sat. This is the definition. Trikale. Trikal means in the past, in the present, and the future, which stays. Trikale tishtati iti sat. Very good. Rag and dvesh. Can you say rag and dvesh is sat? They come and go. So they are not sat. What is chit? Chit is gyan swarupa. It illumines. Illumines what? It illumines all other things and illumines itself also. It illumines others also and it's a self-effulgent. We say, na? Atman is self-effulgent. You don't need a torch to see the Atman. You don't need a torch to see the sun. Self-effulgent. So it shines itself, one, and all other things are lighted up. in Sanskrit, what you will say, itar anapeccha prakasaka swayam jyoti. Swayam jyoti, self-effulgent, and it shows other things also. It illumines other things also. Chit. And Anand, Anand means bliss here. BMI is on, superimposed on Atman, the basis, the existence. We see the changes in the BMI, but there is no change in the substratum. The Atman, there is no change. It is ever existing, continuously. And Anand, why it is Anand? Because that is Purna. That is infinite. Only infinite has got the bliss. Finite can never give you infinite bliss. So that is Purna. That Atman or Brahman is Purna. Therefore, anand is there. In all other things, the anand is not there. So what is this sat, chit, ananda we have seen? What is this nitya? Nitya means eternal. But already we have seen sat is already said. Why Shankaracharya used the nitya word? So nitya here means nirvikara. There is no modification, there is no change in Atman. In all other things of the world, you will find everything is changing, perishing. But in Atman, there is no change. Therefore, it is called nirvikara. Then nirmal. Nirmal means free of all dirt, free of all impurities. It means triguna vimuktam. Triguna vimuktam. The trigun. What is this trigun? Sat, rajas and tamas. Whole world is made of the sat, rajas and tamas. My body is also made of sat, rajas and tamas. Anything which is made of five great elements of sat, rajas and tamas cannot taint this Atman. It is unaffected. Triguna vimuktam. Triguna vimuktam. It is not tainted by sthul sarir, sukshma sarir, karan sarir or prapancha. What is this prapancha? Prapancha means the world made of five things. Prapancha. Prapancha. So this is the nature or the svabhav of Atman. What is the meaning of svabhav? Intrinsic nature, essential nature is called the svabhav. So this examples Shankaracharya has given, these are all from anatma vastu. You understand na, anatma vastu? Surya is anatma vastu. Water is? Fire? Anatma vastu. And we are trying to compare, give an example which is equal to Atman. Truly speaking, there cannot be any example given for the Atman, because Atman is one and one alone. Dusra koi hai nahi, kahan se the example? The nearest example, just for the purpose of explaining, we are giving from the anatma vastu. These examples has got limitations. What is the limitation? What is the limitation? They all has got a guna guni sambandh. Guna guni sambandh. In case of sun, sun is guni and its gun, its quality is light. Water is guni, its gun is coolness. Fire is guni and the gun, the quality of fire is heat. So they have got a relations of gun and guni. Gun and guni sambandha. Nyaya and Vaisheshika, they call it Drabya and Guna Sambandha. Drabya, the Guni, whatever we have said, the Guni, the sun, water and fire, they are said as Drabya also. And this Drabya has got Guna, quality.
Material.
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 Drabya. Now Pancha Bhabhut. Pancha Mahabhut. Space, air, fire, water, earth. They are drabya. And they have got a guna. What is the guna? Akash, space, sabda, sparsa, roop, ras, gandha. They have got a gun guni sambandha. So what is the definition of drabya? Drabya is that on which the guna comes and stays. Asraya, we say support. Drabya support quality, guna. So asraya of guna is drabya. Asraya means the support. like the light. Light is the gun. Who is giving the support? Surya is giving. The sun is giving the support. Coolness is the gun of water. Who is giving the support? Water is giving the support. That is dravya. Similarly, fire is the quality, heat is the quality of fire. Fire is dravya. That dravya is giving support to ushnata, heat. Heat is dependent on fire. Light is dependent on sun. Coolness is dependent on water. So they have got this dravya and guna sambandh. Gun guni sambandh. Similarly, we have seen, like if we say the red cloth. So cloth is guni and the gun red, the quality is red. Red quality is dependent on the cloth. So asraya means the support. Who is giving support? The cloth is giving support. To whom? To the gun. What is this gun? Redness. Very good. But in the case of Atma, it is different. In the case of Atman, it is different. There is no guna guni sambandha. Sat, chit, anand, nirmal, nitya, they are not guna of Atman. They are Atman. They are Atman. If you say that Sat is a gun and Atma is a different thing, is an object, and Sat is depending on that Atman, it are two things, gun and guni, then this is Sat, this is Atman, then Atman becomes Asat. How Atman becomes Asat? Because there cannot be two Sat. If we take Sat as a guna, Atman as an object, and if we say Sat guna is dependent on the Atman, then it is not true. Why it is not true? Sat means existence. There cannot be two existence. Therefore, this object Atman is Asat. Similarly, chit. If chit is a gun of Atman, then Atman become achit, inert. If you separate it, if you take it separately, then Atman becomes achit, which is not acceptable. Therefore, there is no guna guni sambandha. Sat is Atman, chit is Atman, anand is Atman. That is the difference between the examples given from the anatma vastu. There is a guna guni sambandha, but in the case of Atman, there is no such sambandha. Sat is Atman, chit is Atman. It's not two. Sat is chit, chit is sat. Sat is chit, chit is sat. It is not two qualities. If I say no, sat and chit are two qualities, what will happen? What will happen? If I say there is a sat in Atman, chit is an Atman. If sat is existence is there, and chit is not there, then the Atman become achit. If chit is there and sat is not there, then Atman become asat. That also is not acceptable. So there is no guna guni sambandha. This you have to understand. It's not that Atman has got sat, chit, anand, nitya, nirmal, five gunas. No. They are one only. It's not dependent on Atman. Atman is Sat, Atman is Chit, Atman is Nirmal, Atman is Nitya, Atman is Ananda Sarupa. Sat, Chit, Ananda. It is not that Atman has Satchit Ananda, Atman is Satchit Ananda, that you have to understand. Very good. So we have seen that examples has got the limitation. Just to make us understand, Shankaracharya is giving these three examples. But these examples have got this limitation. In the example given of sun, water and fire, they have got a relations of guna and guni. There are two things. The gun is dependent on guni. But here in the case of Atman, it is not like that. Satchit Anand is Atman. So Atma has got no upama. So we call it anupama. There is no anupam. You cannot give any upama, simile, something like Atman, because there is only one Atman. How can I tell you about the two Atmans? Aisa hai? No, I can't say. So definition of the nature, what is the definition of the nature? Nature is that without which the thing cease to exist. Nature is that without which the thing cease to exist. And nature is that which cannot be given or which cannot be taken up. Which cannot be given up or neither can be taken up. Like sugar, the sweetness is the characteristic, guna, quality of sugar. If I take out sweetness from the sugar, can I say this is sugar? No, I can't say. Characteristics which cannot be given up or taken up. Aheyam and upadeyam, anupadeyam, aheyam. Heyam means to give up. Aheyam. Atman is aheyam. Aheyam. You cannot give up Atman. Anupadeyam, you cannot bring an Atman from outside. Aheyam, I have got the Atman. Can I give you that Atman? No. Can I take up Atman from somewhere outside? Anupadeyam, aheyam, anupadeyam. Very good. Another important thing is that the nature never becomes burden. Us. Nature, the swabhav of anything never becomes burden on us. We are Satchit Anand. When Anand comes, there is no burden on us. Do we feel burden? No. But when the dukkha sorrow comes, it is a burden on us. Why? Because that is not our swabhav. This Anand, we are not able to experience. Sat and Chit can easily be proved. Are you existing? Yes, Sat is there. Are you able to listen? Yes, Chit is there. But have you experienced Anand? Infinite Anand? No, that. But you have experienced Anand, Priya, Mod and Pramod. We all have experienced Anand as Priya, Mod and Pramod. Are these three words known to you? Priya means, I am just thinking, sitting in Chicago, that my son from India will come. There is no talk, kabhi koi baat nahi hua. But I am thinking. At that time, just by thinking, I am enjoying that. There is a sukh in just thinking that my son will come. There is a sukh. Then he is actually coming, he is coming out from the gate after completing his immigration and custom. You are seeing from the distance, that is Mod. It is better than the first one. When I was just thinking, now I am seeing also that he is coming, Mod. Then I hug him. This is Pramod. So we all experience this ananda in different varieties. Priyamod and Pramod. So it's never a burden. Now you know the characteristics of Atman. Sat, Chit, Ananda, Nitya, Nirmal. And now earlier you have learnt about Sakshi and Jiva. Now you will have to explain me what is Sakshi, what is Jiva, what is the definition of Sakshi, what is the definition of Jiva. So what we'll do, 4, 6, 10, 12, 14, 15, 5 into 3, 3 groups. One group will be Sakshi, will be explaining Sakshi. You put all your head together, try to remember the definition, come out the Sakshi definition and its characteristic. Another will be Jiva, one group, and third group will be Atman. And for the Atman group, it will be very easy, it's a cakewalk, they have just listened. So 15, 5 into 3. Chalo jaldi, no, within 10 minutes you have one, to, one. I give you 2-3 minutes time to...
Let them count 1, 2, 3, like that you can...
Chalo, 1, 2, 3, 4...
No, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1,
1... Hum saakshi le lenge.
No, no, not like that. 1, 2, 3, you are 1, 2 and 3, and then 1, 2, 3. Like that.
5, 5, 5.
Jaldi, jaldi.
Then 1-1 one side, 2-2 one side, 3-3 one side, then three groups are done.
So we can
fight? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Patapat group banao.
Hari Om, whoever is the leader of the group, please speak here so we get the recording.
1-1
one, one, one
side.
Kote da ja, kuch
We can do Sakshi. Oh, no, yahan se bolenge.
Hari Om. So, Sakshi, we understood last week that Sakshi is conditioned by Antakaran. And Sakshi is finite, but not tainted. And we have gone through this, how Sakshi is not tainted, by the examples many times, where seer can never be affected by sin. So if you see a red rose, your eyes are not becoming red. Your eyes are dull, your mind is not dull. So Sakshi never gets tainted. So Sakshi is finite. Again, it's consciousness, but it's limited by our antakaran, upadhi, but is not tainted. So we have as many people as many sakshis. So sakshis are many, but untainted, and it's finite.
And what is the definition?
Oh, that, oh. Sakshati, it...
What is that?
Sakshat, ikshati, iti sakshi. Oh, I didn't know that we have to memorize the...
Ikshati iti sakshi. That we know, but that in last class, what did we say? We told three definitions: one for sakshi, one for jiva, and one for antakar, one for atman.
I can tell you from my cheat note.
yeah.
Antakaran
upahita.
Antakaran upahita chaitanya.
That is very sakshi.
Good,
very good.
Sure.
Okay, Jiva is Antakarana Vishishta Chaitanya. That means it is finite and it is tainted and conditioned with our Antakarana, which is Mana, Buddhi, Ahankara and Chitta. And just like we take a white cloth and we can dye it different colors, our Antakarana within each one of us is different. And we see the same white cloth as different colors. So Uncle Ji gave an example of the red cloth.
temple also.
Atman cannot say anything because Atman cannot say anything. So just tell the rest. But what we just read was studied was Nitya Nirmal Atmanaha Satchidananda is Atman. So Atman is Satchit and Anand. Atman doesn't have the qualities of Satchitananda. I mean, they are not two separate things in that sense. Yes. Yes. Then so Atman becomes Asat.
Atman becomes Asat.
Asat. Yes. And if Sat is not Chit, then Sat becomes Achit. Achit. Right? And if Chit is not Sat, then Chit becomes Asat. So that's why all three are the same.
What is the definition of
Asat? Stulas from Tattva Buddha or from
here?
Atman is untainted. Well, in last class we said we talked about Brahman, Sakshi, and Jiva.
Brahman
is Atman. So, in that sense, Brahman is unconditioned, untainted, pure, conscious, infinite, infinite. No. It was one line, right? Okay.
Antakaran anupahita chaitanya. One is antakaran upahita chaitanya, that is Sakshi. Antakaran vishishta chaitanya, that is Jiva. And anupahita chaitanya. Antakaran anupahita chaitanya, that is Brahman or Atman.
Not conditioned.
That means it is not conditioned, not tainted, and it is infinite. It is not finite. It is one. Sakshi can be many, but Atman is one. And Jiva are also many because they are also identifying with the Antakaran.
Jiva, Sakshi and Atman, all three are Chaitanya. One thing common in all are Chaitanya. Number one. Number two, Sakshi and Jeev, they are conditioned. Atman is unconditioned. Atman is not tainted, Sakshi is not tainted, Jeev is tainted. Atman is not limited, it's infinite. Sakshi is finite. Finite by what? Antahkarana. And Jeev is also limited.
Vishishta means identified. Upahita means antakaran is its condition. Upahita means antakaran is its condition. And Sakshi is that which has a condition as antakaran. And that is why condition. And Jiva is Vishishta. Vishishta means it is identified with condition. But Sakshi did not identify with condition. It is just Sakshi. It is just witnessing everything. But Jiva is seeing through this antakaran.
So, you
used
two words last Saturday.
Yes,
Vishishta means Vishishta and Visheshan. Noun and adjective. Qualifying noun.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purna Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.